In a world that can be challenging, and at times unpredictable, it's hard to find moments to focus on what you need. Join Stephanie James on The Spark as she guides you to use your inner flame to ignite your best life. As a best-selling author, psychotherapist, transformational life coach, and international show host, Stephanie is dedicated to helping you create a life that takes you, your goals, and your passions to the next level, so you can live a life that is fully lit up and fully alive. She believes that your life is meant to be a beautiful expression of the things that light you up, that by living your dreams, you give permission to others to do the same. Are you ready to feel alive and inspired to fuel your dreams and put a fire behind your desires? Let's ignite a spark in one another that will illuminate the world. The Spark, with your host, Stephanie James, starts now.
Welcome to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. I imagine so many of us right now are in that same state where we find, oh my gosh, I wish I could just move my body more. I want to be more lit up right now. I got to get this energy moving. What are you doing to light up your life right now? What are you doing to get the spark going? Well, my guest tonight is Christy Christensen, who is a published author, global embodiment, and inspirational leader. So thrilled to have her here tonight. Through meditation, yoga, all kinds of dance, this woman is creating amazing things around the world, and she's here with us tonight to share her wisdom with us and talk about her new book, Chakra Rituals, Awakening the Wild Woman Within. I love it. Welcome, Christy.
Oh, it's such an honor and a pleasure to be here. And I loved hearing your intro because I know we're new friends, you know, we're just connecting, we're just getting to know each other. But right away, I was drawn to your Ignite the Spark, because that's so much actually about what my work is all about. So hearing it, it just made me like laugh inside a little bit, or tickled me inside of like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I am trying to do to help women all over the planet get into their bodies, ignite their power, ignite their fire to live their best, most beautiful life. So it's just, I love the attunement and the alignment on so many levels.
Absolutely. I knew that from the moment I met you, Christy, just that lit up spark that is you, that comes through you. And, you know, your story is really interesting, and I want to share it. You know, if we talk a little bit about you being 16 years old and you were an Olympic hopeful. Talk about what your journey was like and how your life changed.
I'm happy to. So I was training for the Olympics in the sport of platform diving. I willingly threw myself off a concrete surface that was 33 feet up in the air, flipping as many times as I possibly could, trying to get in the water with as little splash as possible. So needless to say, I was a very driven, driven young girl. I, you know, watched the Olympics when I was, 4 years old. And I told my mom, that's what I wanted to do. And it was just the spark that really charged through my life all the way from when I started training at 8 years old until 24 years old, when I broke my back for the third time. And every time I got hurt, I just imagined that my story of success was going to be that much bigger of like, look what all she overcame. Like, I never let it stop me. I just thought it was something that was going to, here's one more thing I have to overcome. Here's one more thing. And then I'll get there. Then I'll get to this place and that I've been striving for and focusing on for so long. Well, with that final injury, my doctor told me, I went to many doctors to try to get a different answer, but I was told I was going to be walking with a cane by the time I was 30. I was told if I wanted to have kids that I would not be able to lift them up and carry them around. And now I'm 44 years old and I'm dancing and I'm surfing and I'm doing all the things in the world. So that was not the prophecy, but that ended what my whole life's journey was, or what I thought it was. And I felt like a failure. I lost who I had no idea who I was. I really thought my life was over, as simple or as weird as that might sound. I really thought, okay, well, I don't know what else I'm good at. I don't care about anything else. This was it. And I fell into a depression, and then that depression would like basically slingshot between depression and anxiety. From am I really going to be walking with a cane at 30? If I can't, this body has been my vehicle for my whole life in terms of like my expression has been through movement. If I'm really not able to move in the way I want to, what is that going to do to me? And through this journey of healing and being in this place of really being brought to my knees, I was brought to my first yoga class. And it wasn't the asana that actually got me excited at first, the poses. Being an athlete at that level for so long, I've done every kind of movement under the sun. So it wasn't like, ooh, this is cool. And there was a lot I still couldn't do. But it was really the attention to the breath. This practice that was guided, breath, inhale, reach your arms up, exhale, fold forward for 90 minutes. Back then, yoga classes were 90 minutes. And every move was instructed, inhale, exhale. And I just remember the first class, and it kind of put me in like this hypnotic trance. And all I could think about was like, oh my gosh, I've never paid attention to my breath and how much that could have helped me standing 33 feet up in the air, you know, on the tips of my toes in my competitions when often anxiety did get the better of me, and how much this practice would have even just supported me that way. So long story long, I continued to go with the practice just off of curiosity. And through that curiosity, just a hunger, it really came alive within me. And very early on in my yoga journey, I was introduced to the chakras, these wheels of energy and dynamic power and light. And I really credit this introduction, even though I had no idea what it was really, as something that started bringing me back to life, because I could imagine these wheels of color, these seven wheels, vibrant and alive. And I felt like that was what ignited my spark and started bringing me back to life to say, oh no, there's so much more of life left. You're just beginning. Like, keep going on this journey. It was this thing that expanded of keep going on this journey and you'll find it, you know? So it was through that moment of, or many years, let's say it wasn't a moment, of being in that devastation that actually 100%, you know, brought me on the path that I am now and have been on for many years now. Now that I'm like doing the math, I was like, oh, that's a lot of years.
Well, and thank you for being so transparent. I mean, it's such a powerful story. And I think none of us get out of life unscathed, you know, and we all have these like big challenges and difficulties. And I think this is such an important story here right now, because we need to know that we can go through these dark nights of the soul, if you will. We can go through periods of extremely, you know, like you said, where we hit our knees and we feel like, wow, I've just lost myself. Mm-hmm. And yet out of those, you know, ashes, if you will, we say, you know, the phoenix rises and something really beautiful can be born from that. And so as we're going through these tough times on the planet, you know, this is such awesome inspiration to know, you know, out of this, beautiful things can still be born. And so let's talk a little bit about what has come from that moment. And then this beautiful awakening where you found your breath and you found, you know, this sounds like just this incredible place of calm and resiliency within you through your yoga practice.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting. It wasn't even the calm that, that at first it came. I mean, I guess, yes, that idea of like, oh yes, in my, cause the only lens I could see everything through was my competitive lens. Right. So that was why that first attachment was, oh my gosh, if I had this training while I was diving, I would have done so much better. But really what my yoga practice has done in my work is really brought about this igniting force. Like the subtitle of my book is Awaken the Wild Woman Within. And I believe all of these practices are, yes, for some people helping quiet the mind, calm the mind, you know, find peace. But for me, the lens on which I look at it too, it's about actually savoring the thrill of being alive. Like, and being able to have the strength of your vessel, of this container to hold all of that energy of what it is to be a human. Because that thrill of aliveness is the ecstatic joy, but it is also those moments of being brought to your knees and then swinging the pendulum at times between the two. And again, this reference of what we've been through this past however many months now, if there's a word in yoga called spanda, it's the pulse of creation. And with every expansion, there's actually even a bigger contraction. And then from that, like depth of the contraction, then we can actually expand and get bigger and take up more space and transform. So there's this pulse of life. And where, what I just feel like the pulse we're in right now is really, we're going in. But hopefully, if we're tending to the things we can that within our power, we have the ability to, that we're actually all going to come out of this in a much more expansive, much more conscious, much more awake, much more able to handle this thrill of what it is to be alive.
Beautiful. You know, there's this gorgeous sense of, I mean, just as you're talking, I feel that expansion. I can feel that within my own heart. And so you're just igniting me as I'm listening to that. So maybe that practice can help calm our anxiety, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it creates this channel, or that we become clearer conduits for that life flow and that energy and that vibrancy to be alive within us and born through us. So it's blooming in different ways in our lives.
Exactly. Yes. The first thing I always do, and I always have my students do, is always ground, right? Connect in, feel, like tune in, feel the energy in the bottoms of your feet. And then use your imagination and drop down a grounding cord, which is literally just visualizing roots of a tree growing down from the soles of your feet. Where if you're sitting, you imagine it dropping down from your tailbone. So we always ground first, so we can plug in, we can plug into the earth, we can plug into this idea of being connected to this larger body. So we are held and we can stay in this container of the body. So as the energy begins to get activated, that we can, that it doesn't turn to anxiety, but it can, we can release what we don't need and then activate what's going to help propel us forward in whatever unique way that we want to.
Well, thank you. And you know, the other piece that I love of what you said is that whole thing of, it's not ignoring though the negative or the shadow emotions or the things that, you know, it's like when we contract, it's almost like, okay, I'm with it. I get it. I'm feeling what's there. And then from that place, I can expand and release.
Absolutely. And from the yoga perspective, there's no shadow emotions. They're all different flavors. They're all the different tastes of life. And suffering happens when we don't actually appreciate the tastes of all the flavors. And what that emotion or flavor is trying to teach us, it wants to emote out for us to heal, right? To learn another lesson, to, again, come into maybe a higher vibration of consciousness, to actually be with our anger versus to suppress our anger, or have a healthy embodied relationship with our anger. I just mentioned anger because that's an emotion that typically women can struggle with, or feel like it's bad and I'm a woman, I shouldn't get angry, or have been told that. But actually, how do you embody that anger and use it in a way that helps you stand up for justice, that helps you take action in the world, right? To actually use your power to do something that ultimately is actually really positive.
Yeah, you know, I'm so excited to get more into this. We're almost to break right now, and I want to hear more, and I know that the audience does as well, about how we tap into that wild woman part of ourselves. And I know you're specifically a voice for women, and I imagine, you know, I think about Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements, mm-hmm. and he talks about our wild nature, that we're all mm-hmm. born with that. And so sometimes it feels domesticated out of us. And it sounds like this is such a beautiful way to return to that wildness in each of us.
Absolutely. And it can be wild person. It doesn't have to be wild woman per se. Just that is the lens in which I share from in my book specifically, but it can apply to whatever, however you identify, for sure.
Well, I can't wait to talk about this. Excited to have you all with us. Thank you so much, listeners, for joining us. And we're here with Christy Christensen and talking about her book, Chakra Rituals, Awakening the Wild Woman Within. Yeah. Okay. Join us again after this break.
Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Welcome back. I'm Stephanie James. So glad to have you here with us. I'm here with author and international yoga superstar, Christy Christensen. And I just want to give a shout out to Jenny from Texas. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Love having you here with us. Hey, we're going to talk about Christy's new book, this chakra rituals, because I want to know about these rituals. I'm someone who meditates. I do yoga. I want to make sure, I guess, I'm lighting things up in the right way. Or what are these rituals that can help us to enliven our lives, to become more, you know, revitalized and vibrant, help take us through a little bit of the journey of the book?
Absolutely. So if you choose to move through the book in the way it's designed, it does take you on a 7-week journey. So literally, I am the voice in your ear for 7 weeks, because this isn't a book just to contemplate. This isn't a book just to read. It's actually a book to be experienced, because what we're going for is this awakening within ourselves. And I'm sorry, awakening can't happen just from reading words. Action is necessary, right? We have to create the friction to ignite the spark. I'm just going to keep going back to that metaphor because I love it so much. So each week is dedicated or devoted to one of the energy centers in the body. So you will have this time to start to build this real intimate connection with all the different energy that you are made up of, so that you're gonna understand yourself. So it's really a map of really understanding who you really are. And then each day there's going to be a ritual practice. And these rituals range from creating sacred space in your home. So by creating a space that is actually an outer reflection of the energy that we're trying to cultivate within. So week one is really about coming home to your body, coming home to your family, coming home to your connection to nature and to the earth at large, feeling grounded and secure and stable. So I give you some tips of how to create a space that, just by looking at it, at those moments that you're not grounded, that you don't feel connected to yourself, that you don't feel at home in yourself, you'll see that and be able to take a deep breath and ground back into you. Day two, we're going to do a mudra practice, which is the yoga of the hands. So igniting the energy, and also it brings in elements of the physical body as well. Day three is a breath practice. So we're going to learn all different, you're going to learn seven different mudras, seven different breath practices. And then on day four, we go into a movement practice that I call body prayers. So I designed a short vinyasa sequence. You can think of it as like a chakra salutation. If you do yoga, we have the sun salutation. So I created a short chakra salutation for you, again, to be engaging with that particular energy. And then the day five, we have a meditation practice. And day six is something I call an embodiment ritual. And those kind of stretch outside of the gamut of everything that I just shared. And then in addition to that, I share writing contemplation daily. So for me, writing has been a place where I've just been able to be 100% authentic and real and honest, more so than anywhere else in my life, because it really is just between me and the page. So it's been such a time to really dig deep and connect. And so I've found that as such a powerful tool that I invite you into that with me. And I share a gamut of questions. So at the end of the day, I want you to know that ritual is really just anything you do with heart, anything that you do with devotion. And just like the chakras, rituals serve as a bridge between our inner and our outer worlds. They make the intangible tangible. So that's why they bridge together so beautifully with this system of energy, so that you, again, are going to have this really lived experience of the energy of who you are.
And Christy, what have you noticed in your own life that has been the result of utilizing these rituals?
Oh my gosh, everything. Rituals are my foundation. The rituals itself are my container that I come back to every day. And that's the place I actually, it's from there that I build my resiliency, because I'm taking time in my life. And just so you know, because some of you at home be like, oh my God, this sounds like a lot of work. How much time does she think we have? You know, I actually designed the book in a way so that 5 to 15 minutes is what I'm asking of you every day. Yes, if you have more time, great. But I wanted to create something that no matter how busy you are, that if you really want to do this, like, you're going to figure out how to do it, and it's not going to be that big of a deal. But so much of this life for me is connecting into what is larger than me, connecting into my relationship with the divine. And the divine can mean so many different things. So I don't want you to get hung up on what that word is. For some people, it's cosmic intelligence. Some people, it's the sun, the moon. And some people, it is God or Jesus or Mary. I don't care what your name for universe, consciousness, whatever. But for me, life is about coming into relationship with the divine, coming into relationship with spirit. And just like any relationship we want to build in our life, we have to make space for it. We can't just pray when something bad is happening and expect to see something happen right away. We can't expect, you know, one day to be really anxious and then do one thing and think our anxiety is going to be gone forever, right? So my rituals are how I make time every day to commune with spirit, to commune with the divine, to invite the divine in so that I can be in co-creation with the divine in my life. And without these rituals, I'd be a hot mess. I mean, I will be, talk about be transparent. Like, I teach this stuff and I write about this stuff because I need this stuff. This is how I can be who I am in the world. This is how I can have the energy that I have. And this is why I can talk to you so animated and so passionate about it, because this is the medicine that feeds this whole thing. So it is transformed every level of my life. And to also be very clear, it doesn't mean I don't have bad days. It doesn't mean that I'm still don't have those times where I'm brought to my knees, because I certainly do. But it's at those times I dig even deeper into my practices versus avoid them.
Thank you for sharing that as well. I think that that's such an important thing when we're thought leaders or change makers in the world. A lot of times people think, oh, you've got it all figured out. You have the answers. And I always say, you know, we don't have it all figured out. As long as there's breath in our bodies, we're going to continue to experience the challenges and difficulties that life presents. And it's okay. It sounds like, though, when we have this place where we can continue to come back to, we have these rituals in our own lives, what starts to happen is that becomes the safe place. It becomes a sacred place we can continue to return to no matter what's happening in the external world. And we come to that place, and that's where we ground. That's where we connect. That's where we feel into this higher sense, like you said, whether you call it the divine spirit, God, whatever that is, the higher self that we can truly connect with, and that can help guide our lives and infuse our lives with that sense of resiliency and that sense of just like, okay, yeah, we can make it through whatever it is. We have just this well within us, and we're being held.
Absolutely, 100%. And I believe that all practice is cumulative. So if you're showing up day after day, again, even if it's for 1 minute, 5 minutes, like you're building this well that actually then can be your nourishment in those times, and just be like this embrace, like that can hold you in those times where everything around you is shaking.
And I'm curious for you, what is your, you know, a lot of times people have a morning practice, and I know I do. My morning practice is kind of like what you were speaking of, this place where I can just return. And I know every day that's where I can come. And it gives me that kind of fortitude then to number one, feel like I've got a clear conduit, you know, for as much love and healing to go out to the world as possible. But then I'm also showing up in my most vibrant, alive self. What is your morning routine? I really want to know.
My mornings are my like most sacred time. And if you could see where I'm sitting actually at my altar space. One of the things I love doing is creating sacred space everywhere. So everything around me holds like value and meaning and charges me. Cause like I pray and do my practice in front of it. And then I feel like I get charged by it. The first thing I do every morning, I light a candle. And you're going to laugh because this is, I always say this, but it is this outer representation of igniting the divine spark within me. And that's actually, it's that remembering right there that there's nothing of me that is not of the divine. There's no separation between me and the divine. I light the candle. I go into the kitchen, I boil some water, I make some hot water and lemon, and then I sit back down. And right now, like my practice changes, of course, but right now I've been in this practice of, I'm doing a lot of breath work. So I always start with grounding. So I ground, I put my grounding cords on, I open up my crown, and I feel like I am this conduit connecting earth and sky. And then I'm doing a series of breath work to activate the chakras. And then after that, I'm literally buzzing all over. And then I go into each of my chakras and I imagine releasing anything that is maybe blocking its highest alignment. And then I put in a little prayer or affirmation into each one. And that might be it. That might be it for right then. I have a big affinity for essential oils, so I might be putting oil on each of my chakras. I love playing the singing bowl, and I do that to a tune. I also have a drum back there. So it depends on what's really cool is once like we built this intimate relationship with ourselves, right? I can sometimes just close my eyes and be like, okay, what do you need today? You know, and then you just intuitively be guided. But it always starts with some kind of prayer, some kind of communion. And then I move. I have to move. And sometimes that's yoga. Sometimes that's dance. Sometimes it's a blend of the two. Or sometimes it's jumping in the ocean and going for a swim. Or I am fortunate enough that I'm based in Los Angeles, so I can pretty easily do that, or I can go up and, you know, go onto the mountain and go for a beautiful hike. But, it also depends on how early my first meeting is or my first class is, of how luxurious I can be with all of this. But everything I share in the book is something I use in my daily practice. So it's a combination of, I love mudra, so I had to share that, but that becomes part of my meditation. It comes part, I'm using them when I'm breathing. I'm taking all these things and kind of weaving them together. And after you move through my book in these 7 weeks, you'll be able to do the same thing, because you're going to find, you know, what works for you.
Well, and it feels like your book is one of those that you might do for 7 weeks and then see how much you integrate and then go back and do another 7 week course, you know, you could keep going with it if you chose.
You could totally keep repeating it like that. Or anytime you're like, you know what, now how people do a cleanse and they're like, okay, I've been eating too much cake or french fries or whatever, it's been a while, let me do a cleanse. And this is like the energetic cleanse, so to speak, you could say. The other way you can use the book after you go through it the first time is you check in with yourself, almost similar to what I was just saying. I'm like, okay, like what energy do I need today? You know what, I have a big important meeting, I want to be clear in my voice, I want to be able to speak my truth, I don't want to back down if someone gets in my face. Okay, I know that's now I know that's related to my third chakra, my power center, and my throat chakra, my voice. Let me go in, and what practice can I do today to like really align me to help support me in my day? So it could even be used like that once you have this baseline, you know, understanding too, which is, I think, super cool.
It's so cool. And I love, there's this element of developing, not just deepening your relationship with the divine, I'm also hearing that you're really deepening a relationship with yourself.
Oh, for sure.
Truly learning how to tune in. And, you know, and I talk about this a lot. I feel like when I'm being interviewed and even on the show, yes, talking about how do we become and grow a loving relationship with ourselves? How do we truly befriend ourselves? And if we were making friends with someone else, one of the things in being a good friend is we would actively listen. Right?
Absolutely.
Literally.
Absolutely.
Tune in. And so I'm really hearing that beautiful piece of this, that it's around attunement.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, because this is a journey of self-love, 100%. And it is a journey of listening, of waking up consciousness, paying attention, so that you have the power to make different choices. Right? If we don't listen, if we don't pay attention, or we're awake or asleep in ways that we don't realize yet, right? We can't change. We're just caught in whatever those habitual patterns, or how we, all those things that we say of like, oh, well, I've always been like that. Right. Or I've always eaten like that. Or I've always spoke like that, or whatever you're always is. But as different lights turn on, then, and we're listening and we're paying attention, we're like, oh, when I didn't do it that way, I actually felt really good. Or I realized I could actually feel what I was feeling. I could feel that I was happy, or I could feel that I was sad, versus just kind of being numb or disconnected. And then noticing the difference and be like, oh, when I'm numb and disconnected, what's going on? Right. It all just becomes, it is a totally 100% a map of healing, of awakening, of transforming physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but ultimately of your full integration, your full wholeness, and coming alive in everything you've been equipped with.
Just phenomenal. I love this. I am so excited for people to read this and start integrating this, because one of my big messages has always been your healing matters. Each one of our healing matters. And this is such a beautiful portal, Christy, to really deepening that journey and really honoring ourselves. And like you said, I love it. Really tuning in. And I'm wondering for you, as we're getting ready to go to our next commercial break, when you tune in to yourself and you're getting those messages of, you know, this is what I need to do today to take care of myself, What do you notice about then how you show up in the world?
Well, I'm more clear, I'm more focused, I'm more connected. My energy is focused versus dispersed all over the place. I'm able to deal with any adversity that comes in my direction or anything that was unexpected. That, like, even tonight, I didn't know we were going to be on camera. You know, and it, if we're not connected and grounded, it might sound silly, right? But that could really throw someone off and be like, I'm not doing it, you know, or whatever. Or you're just like, oh, okay, here we go. I hope the background's okay. And I know that's a silly example, but everything, nothing goes the way we plan. And so I just find that I'm giving myself the opportunity to put my best foot forward. And it doesn't mean I don't stumble and fall, because I often do. But at least it's like, I know that I'm doing the best. Like, I do. I know I'm doing when I show up for myself, I know I can then show up for the world. I guess that would be the best way to say it.
Absolutely beautiful. Join us after this break for more of this amazing continued conversation with Christy Christensen. Wow, this is just an amazing way for all of our listeners to deepen the vibrancy in their lives, to tune in and really turn on the sparks in their life. Join us after this break.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Spark. I'm your host, Stephanie James, and I am here with Christy Christensen. And we've been talking about her new book, Chakra Rituals, Awakening the Wild Woman Within. Hold that up again, Christy, for those people that are seeing us. Such a beautiful book. I love all those colors. Yay.
Yeah.
It's a vibrant
book. It's such a gorgeous book.
Yeah. Such a vibrant book from such a vibrant woman. I love it. So
thank you.
You know, we've been talking about, you know, this amazing book and the importance of doing rituals. And there's another piece of your life that as I was researching you and looking up things about you, I was just absolutely enthralled. This whole fusion of dance and yoga where you're having DJs doing live house music, and it just looks like people are just partying their pants off. They look like they are having so much fun. Tell us about the inspiration for that. What? Tell us more about this event, these events that you do.
Yes, I'd love to. So pre my training and diving, so literally by the time I could walk, I was dancing. My mom was a dancer. We lived in an apartment on top of her dancing school. She said she did a high kick and I popped out. Like, that's how music, how much music and dancing is literally in my DNA. And when I was in college, like, I'd love to go out dancing, but the thing I did not like was the attention I got for dancing. Cause I was, when I went into that environment, like, I was pretty uninhibited. And, you know, people assume if you're dancing in a certain way, you want somebody to grind up against you. And that's not why I was dancing. That was where just like what dancing is, was a practice before I had this language that just made me feel so alive and liberated and free and powerful and sexy and everything. But then I was met with this other unwanted energy. So I would, again, shut it down, and then I wouldn't dance, or I would only do it if I was drinking, or I would only dance in the privacy of my home. Fast forward to teaching yoga. And I noticed, I remember one day very, very clearly, I was teaching a class and the energy in the room just felt so rigid. And it felt like it just didn't feel good. And I was like, this does not feel good. And I already taught yoga playing music. And I said, I need to do something to shift the energy. So I had this idea to make everybody shake. So I like switched the track on the computer and put on this really dynamic thing. And I was like, okay, everybody, just come to the top of the mat. I just want you to start to shake out your hands. And half the class literally is looking at me like I'm crazy. And I just like, listen, we're going to do this for like 2 minutes. If you hate it, you never have to do it again, you know? And I kind of would get into people's faces that I thought were, you know, struggling. And then ended up shaking our whole body until like literally at the end, I even had them make some sound and for 2 minutes. And then I had them just stop and stand there and pause and just feel this activation, this aliveness that's coursing, pulsing through them. We took a couple of breaths and then we went right back to the asana, and the energy was completely, completely different. And I had gone to what they called ecstatic dance events that you may have heard of, that where it's not facilitated by anyone. They just, a DJ plays and people go. So I had done things like that. And I was like, what if I could get the yogis off the mat and break up this rigidity, break up this trying to be perfect and put yourself in these poses? And sometimes I was feeling like that the practice of yoga was actually adding to people's neuroses versus actually helping them become more free and powerful. And I had a DJ friend named Marcus Wyatt, or I still have a DJ friend named Marcus Wyatt, and he's in the house world. He is like a legend. And one day I just said to him, I want to get the yogis off the mat. And he goes, great, because I want to get the club kids and the burners on the mat. And we launched this thing called Deep Exhale. And the tagline was from the mat to the club. Or we could say it both ways, from the club to the mat, you know, depending. And we begin this journey of, I get people grounded. We breathe, we meditate. And then we start doing yoga moves, but not the technical side. We're not going to do any fancy poses. We're just going to get you in your body. Okay, I can move. Oh, this music's feeling good, you know? And then maybe you're starting to move your shoulders, and maybe you're like, oh, that feels nice. And then eventually we break out into a full-on dance party. And I kid you not, I get people dancing that swear they've never danced in their life. They've never danced without drugs or alcohol. And you just see people's stuff just falling off of them. You feel, you can like feel their inhibitions dissolving. You can feel their power growing. People are crying. People are laughing. And it is, it's so much fun, and it brings so much joy. And that's another one of my missions, because I feel like we live in a very joy deprived culture. We don't actually honor joy and how it needs to be honored. And I feel like we're starving for it. And these events really activate activate joy. But then there's a transition moment. So we get to this height of the dance, the celebration, the party. And similar to what I did in that very first class, I then ground everybody. I make everybody stop. Like I'll say, okay, 10 more seconds. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then everyone grounds their feet. And I'm like, basically I tell them to take their power pose, you know, whatever, you know, take up more space and honor this, tune in, listen, right, to what you're feeling. Remember how you feel right now. Because that's actually really you, right? It's not the stories. It's not the smallness. It's not the negativity. It's not the fear. It's not the worry. It's actually this person. And then we finish with some, you know, yogic stretches so that, you know, when we dance, you know, our backs and our hips and our hamstrings get sore. So we finish stretching and then we end in Shavasana normally with some kind of sound healing. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful journey. And I just love it so much. And it's just kind of taken on, we knew it was something, and then it's just kind of taken on a life of its own, where before I would kind of have to like, should I tell people we're dancing? Where now at the beginning of class, people would be like, we're dancing today, right? We're dancing today, right?
Yeah. So great. Wow. I mean, again, just talk about igniting your spirit, igniting just the sparks within you and allowing, it sounds like you're this essence of who we are to come out through movement, to come out through the joy of movement.
And it could be the pain of movement too, right? It could be like, you're gonna like pulse your angst out, right? Or you're gonna move your sadness out. Right. But then we give all these emotions. If we go back to that, we give all these flavors a place to play and a place to be expressed so that, you know, we can move through them and then integrate and embody the best we can.
Well, and as a psychotherapist, that really resonates with me as well, because I feel like I'm having that conversation a lot with clients that, you know, we store our emotions in the cells of our body. And so we can really hold on to that stuff, and it can become toxic if we don't release it. Mm-hmm. So what a beautiful way to process through and move mm-hmm. through using your body as that mm-hmm. tool to really release those different emotions and on this beautiful cellular physiological level.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's super powerful. It's super powerful. And it's super healing, and it will go back to, it's what I need. Sometimes I feel selfish. I'm like, everything I share is what I need. So is this all self-serving somehow?
Well, and it's also very, very beautiful, because it's what we all need.
Yeah.
Number one. And of course you need it. And I find that that's the same for me, Christy, when I learn something new and I embody it and it's so beautiful within my own practice or within my own life, I can't wait to share it.
Right.
And so the fact that you're sharing these things that really work in your own life, in the lives mm-hmm. of your clients and your students, I mean, that's the true gift, right? So it becomes this beautiful infinity sign that comes out from us, and then this beautiful healing and energy and love that comes back to us and flows out again.
So I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and so what's next for you? What's on the horizon? You're just releasing this amazing book that people can get.
Yeah. So the book just came out a couple of days ago. So I'm still very much in that launch right now, which is super exciting. You know, there's so much on the horizon, but also there's still a lot of uncertainty with what everything that's happening in the world. Pre-COVID, I lived on the road 70% of the time, traveling and teaching all over the world. And so now, like, schedule's starting to, and then like, there's still these back pedals. So it's like moving forward. So talk about needing these rituals to anchor into, to navigate. But I'll be back doing in-person events soon, back starting to plan retreats and programs in person for 2022. I'm actually working on the content for two courses. One will be a course where together as a global community, we'll go through the book. So that will start in about a month's time in the end of September, and it'll be 7 weeks long. And it'll be a combination of live online events each week that we'll get to, and you'll have a chance to have dialogue, question and answer. And then I'm working on a master course that would be actually a 7-month journey through the chakras. And that will be for people that just really want a deep dive, or people that are teaching yoga or dance and want to really integrate from the teaching perspective. So there'll be two tracks to it on how they can integrate that into their. So those are the big things right now. And it seems like it's changing every single day as the world is.
Oh, for sure. And how exciting. Yeah. So, and that's all accessible online?
Yes. All of this will be online.
Okay. I'm signing up. Yeah. I don't know about you all out there, but I'm signing up for the 7 months. That sounds phenomenal to me.
So hopefully we'll launch that in January. Yeah.
Well, and mm-hmm. and then, you know, one of the things I wanted to make sure that we mentioned before we were out of time is Christy is also going to be a part of a very special event that is coming September 19th. And it's an online event called What We Need to Know Now, Living Wisdom for a Changing World. And it's with 22 thought leaders, change makers, and wisdom keepers, literally all around the globe. We have people from Switzerland, and we have people from Romania and India, Australia, Canada, all over the US. All these people that have a joint mission, which is also putting love, healing, raising consciousness, raising our vibrancy, and giving us resiliency and truly empowering us in this time. And what people are sharing is 3.5 hours instead of 3 days of a summit. This is 3.5 hours of condensed wisdom, the essential message to really help transform our lives right now. And so Christy's going to be a part of that, doing some of her amazing movement with us. And can you tell us just a little sneak peek of what you might have in store?
Absolutely. And I mean, what's so beautiful about this event is that we're all basically sharing micro practices, right? About 10 minutes in length. So we're going to actually do a practice together. I'm going to get you moving, and it's going to be something that you're going to be able to continue to do. And it's so important at this time that we've been in this contracted space. And with that sometimes comes restriction and comes repression. So I'm going to help you get out of that space, open up all these power centers, right? Get the energy moving and flowing and really ignite the power of who you are. So it's going to be super fun and supercharged. I'm sure you could have guessed that.
Absolutely. So exciting. And so if you want information about this event, it's an absolutely 100% free event. We just want to share all this incredible wisdom with the world. And so you can get more information and get on the mailing list right now at stephaniejames.world. If you sign in for the free visualization, which is Ignite the Sparks Within, you will automatically be on the mailing list. So you will get the registration as soon as it is opened. And we're just so excited to have you join this global tribe.
So yeah, Christy, it's such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm so thrilled that you're with us. Tell us, how can people get a hold of your book? How can they get a hold of you?
You could basically buy my book anywhere where books are sold, from the big conglomerates, from Barnes & Noble to Target to Amazon, or you can support your local bookstore. There's an amazing site called IndieBound that will find local bookstores in your area, which is incredible. My website is my name, ChristyChristensen.com, and everything about me you can find there. I'm very active on Instagram. I share lots of free content. I'm very engaged at Christy Christensen there, and you'll find everything. And I would love to hear from you. I'd love to support your journey however I can. And I can't wait to be a part of this beautiful conference next month.
Christy, thank you so much. You are absolutely a joy, a delight, and what an amazing light that you're shining and sharing with this world. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Spark with Stephanie James. Remember that you already have what you need to live a life that is fully lit and fully alive. You're already holding the flame. Now it's time to ignite your best life. Learn more at stephaniejames.world. That's stephaniejames.world. And tune in next week at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on transformationtalkradio.com. Shine on!
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.